Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Today's the deadline to apply for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Alaska Public Media reports that premiums are down in Alaska due in part to the state's reinsurance program. The Alaska Reinsurance Program helps cover the high price of care associated with certain health conditions and has reduced the average cost of an individual plan in Alaska by 22%. Nearly 20,000 Alaskans signed up for insurance through the ACA last year. This year's enrollment period is 6 weeks shorter than last year's. The state's Division of Insurance estimated fewer than 15,000 Alaskans had enrolled by the end of last week. A Fairbanks pilot is charged with flying without a license and obstructing a crash investigation. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, 60-year-old Forrest Kirst faces two counts of obstructing a National Transportation Safety Board investigation of the crash of a plane near Attigan Pass in the Brooks Range on August 24, 2014. Kirst, who was piloting the aircraft, and three passengers were injured in the accident. One of the passengers died as a result of crash injuries 35 days after the incident. The federal government alleges that Kirst misled the NTSB about the plane's altitude and other information related to what happened prior to impact. It says Kirst's pilot certificate was revoked by the Federal Aviation Administration after the accident, but he was later seen flying. He faces a maximum of 5 years in prison and an up to $250,000 fine if convicted. Parks Highway communities in the Denali region are celebrating the opening of the area's first full-service grocery store in Healy. It's the 10th store Alaska-based Three Bears operates in the state. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Ask folks who live in Healy, Cantwell, Anderson, even Nenana about the Three Bear Grocery that opened today, and you're likely to hear them gush about what a difference it'll make for themselves and their community.
The whole place is just a Twitter about this right now, frankly. It is a big development for the Denali Borough as a whole.
Denali Borough Mayor Clay Walker says the 41,000-square-foot store will make life better for people who live throughout the area, who until now had to carefully plan meals over a week or two or more while compiling a list of provisions for the next 100-mile expedition to Fairbanks.
Folks in Anderson are talking about how easy it'll be to drive down here to Healy, flat, straight road rather than risking life and limb through the hills to go to Fairbanks to get supplies, basic supplies we're talking about.
Of course, the towns in the area are on the road system, so it's not as tough as life out in the village. And there are a couple of small stores around Healy that stock the basics. Still, Walker says it's challenging to go for weeks at a time before supplies are depleted and it's time for another long trip to the big city.
You know, we're all so used to waiting, to putting it on the list till we make the town trip.
That's always a challenge this time of year when the park's highway is slick, snowy, windy, sometimes all at once. The mayor says he especially appreciates Three Bear Management's decision to open the store during what's usually the slow season.
Most businesses would shoot for a May 1 opening or even June 1 to capture the summer season while they're pushing to be providing for our community in the heart of winter.
We're looking forward to opening up in that community, and hopefully it'll be a big economic help there and make it a sustainable town year-round to live in, not just, you know, the summer influx.
Jim Kolb is the spokesman for Wasilla-based Three Bears. He says the Healy store will initially employ 20 to 25 full and part-time workers, and about twice that during the summer, when many thousands of tourists flow through the area to see Denali National Park and Preserve and other area attractions. Mayor Walker says the jobs that Three Bears will provide will really help the area's economy.
These 25 to 40 jobs are important for this area. It's a big number of jobs for this area.
Kolb says the Healy store is the company's 10th in Alaska. The 9th in Houston opened in May. He says Three Bears founder Larry Weiss opened his first store in 1980 in Toke, and it's still in business. His son, David Weiss, now serves as president and CEO. Walker says he feels even better that it's an Alaskan company investing in his and other communities around the state.
It's because these other stores are doing so well that, you know, they're able to invest this much in our community.
Kolb says the company's workers hustled to get the store built and stocked and ready for today's grand opening.
We'll have a ribbon-cutting ceremony with the chamber about 10 o'clock, and it's officially our grand opening weekend.
Walker says the community, including about 170 of its junior members, is going all out to celebrate.
Tri-Valley School is all attending that day. It gives you a feeling for how important it is for our community. A lot of people are talking about turning out for the grand opening.
The Healy Three Bears Grocery is located at milepost 248, just south of town. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
The Fairbanks branch of the national nonprofit Paws for Purple Hearts is graduating its first veteran service dog. Annie, the yellow Labrador, is paired with Iraq War veteran Jeff Bizarro of Fairbanks. They've been tethered together by leash for the last 2 weeks, the final stage of their training.
We spend 24/7 together, and wherever I go, she goes. And that includes shower, bathroom, the bed, all that. So it's a whole new relationship, and those intimate moments happen.
Annie is attentive but calm as Bizarro goes about the daily routine of cleaning her ears, brushing her fur and teeth, and filing her nails.
Really helps with the bonding process, too.
Yeah, she trusts you.
The daily grooming.
Paws for Purple Hearts involves veterans, even those who aren't in line to get their own service dog, in training the animals as a form of therapy. During 3 years of training, like all Paws for Purple Hearts dogs, Annie has learned over 100 commands.
Get you a bottle of water, pick up your cell phone, your keys, turn lights, and open handicap doors by pressing the buttons. Same with elevators. There's a whole sequence we do with elevators. Annie, up, switch. Good girl. Thank you.
The commands are communicated verbally and written.
These dogs can read, which is the cool part.
Annie responds to cue cards with words like sit written on them, but her abilities and relationship with Bizarro transcend performing tasks.
Literally, the emotions travel down this leash, so to speak, through this leash to her from me.
Bizarro's connection with Annie enables her to respond when he has an episode triggered by post-traumatic stress disorder.
If I'm having a difficult time, she recognizes that, and she'll come up and either nudge me, or if I'm lying down, she'll do what she was trained to do, which is called lay on, putting pressure on my chest, which keeps me grounded. It keeps me in the, it brings me back to the here and now, in other words, so I'm not having a meltdown.
Bizarro says Annie is better than any other treatment he's received for his traumatic brain injuries and PTSD.
I went through the VA process for years, and I did all the things they told me to do and took all the pills they told me to take, and some of it did actually made the matters, my symptoms worse. So I always tell veterans that I meet, PAWS works a lot better than pills.
As the first graduates of the Fairbanks PAWS for Purple Hearts program, Bizarro says he and Annie will remain connected to the organization, spreading word about its programs and helping other veterans learn to train dogs. Four other local clients are in the process of getting service dogs, and over 40 are involved with dog training. The Paws for Purple Hearts graduation event is tomorrow afternoon from 2:30 to 5 at the organization's Fairbanks headquarters on International Street. Today's the initial registration deadline for the 2018 Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race. KYUK reports that the race is accepting 30 mushers, and so far 20 have registered. After today, the registration fee doubles from $400 to $800. All mushers who pay by January 1st and compete in the race are refunded their money. Mushers who register after that date are not reimbursed. The 2018 roster includes defending champion Pete Kaiser of Bethel, as well as interior mushers Jeff King, Brent Sass, Hugh Neff, Jesse Holmes, and Jason and Patrick Mackey. The Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race begins January 19th and runs from Bethel to Antioch and back along the Kuskokwim River. I'm Dan Bross.